And it was in Paris that the next work on today's programme was premiered back in 1904, the only string quartet of Maurice Ravel, a work of tremendous vivacity and freshness that, like the Schubert we just heard, shows a young composer in full control of his gifts and his own distinct musical voice. At this stage in Ravel's career, though, he had already garnered a few detractors, those who accused him, for example, of aping Debussy, and those whose feathers were ruffled by the way he'd acted apparently as a deliberate provocateur to the Paris Conservatoire and the judges of that era's most prestigious competition, the Prix de Rome. Nevertheless, one of Ravel's most ardent admirers was Gabriel Fauré, so his description of the quartet's final as stunted, badly balanced, an act of failure must have stung, not least because Fauré was the dedicatee. No matter, though, none other than Claude Debussy himself advised Ravel, don't touch anything and all will be well. And indeed, all has been well. The work has entered the chamber music canon as one of the great 20th century cornerstones of the genre. Here to play it live at Wigmore Hall this lunchtime, the Van Kuyk Quartet.